The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM channel 158. However, you're checking us out, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's my little buddy Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
What's up, party people?
At Kelly by DeLon on Twitter.
That's where you can find me. I'm getting a lot of helpful tips on my cracked fingernail issue.
It's a very strange Twitter day.
You're getting very strange Twitter.
You're getting a lot of reaction to your cracked hands.
Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I can't really read your tweet. Buddhist.
It was the most thorough though.
Buddhist. I could read yours, but probably not. Shouldn't read that either. Just a lot of really people really they know us well.
They know us well.
So they're super personal stuff. We appreciate it, as always. Still to come this hour, Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke. He is fascinated. Unlike Spore, he is fascinated with the torpedo bats.
Really?
Oh, he just can't stop. He's fascinated with the torpedo bats, and then he also can't stop talking about the Dodgers. And then he famously comes on
not
this
a
show.
Dodgers fan,
he's like, I'm not a Dodgers fan. Yes, you are. Stop
thinking about to be a Dodgers fan.
Stop it already.
I did catch the interview. It was kind of adorable with the guy. So what is the guy on the Marlins now, right? Who used to be with the Yankees is how this story goes. The physicist or whatever that helped with the bats. And yeah, Paul's right. Like he's all giddy, right? Cause I feel like it's all the baseball nerds where he's like, yeah, like we've been working on this for years. So it's like, you could tell he was excited that it was finally getting like national attention. Right. But yeah, it was interesting hearing him say, you know, some guys have been tinkering with this for the past couple years, but it's like you need success on a national stage, and for a lot of guys to be doing it, for all the other players to start asking the question, right? Of like, hey, like, you know, talk me through this.
I was watching the A's game last night, and I know, trust me, it's, what an exciting life I have.
It reminded me some of like the Moneyball Saints, right? Where it's like, okay, like, why is it better for me to take, you know, take a ball or take that first pitch, right?
Well, no, Moneyball, you can't compare this to Moneyball. Moneyball was super, you know, smart because it was basically taking an inefficiency in player personnel, right, in player acquisition and saying, oh, everybody else has these old school scouts who are obsessed with these old school notions of the sport. Let's, with our small budget, find the inefficiencies and then create a playoff team. And that's what they did. This is just, oh, we're moving the weight of the bat from either the bottom or the top to the point where you usually make contact.
No, I just meant more from the players buying in perspective of, you know, trying, you know, not stealing bases, right? That was all part of the Moneyball teams, that sort of thing. So that from that perspective is what I'm talking. It's interesting.
JVT also joining us. Talk basketball, mm-hmm. Both pro and college with us in a bit. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go country clubbing in the Valero Texas Open.
Oh, yeah. Final four. Golf and the final four in San Antonio this week.
It is a big issue.
We have lights in the back now. The crew is really good.
Maybe the Spurs have some home games over there. I don't know.
What a weekend in San Antonio.
The Volare Texas Open. Contare. Oh, I'm being told it's the Valero Texas Open.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Matt Brown tried to get me with this one yesterday, so I'll try to get you. What's the two biggest cities in Texas?
Houston is numero uno. Oh, it's clearly not. Well, is it the metroplex of Dallas Fort Worth, or we're being technical
in our media? We're being technical. Oh. It is San Antonio. Yes, I asked it for a reason.
That's what you did though,
because in our media world, the Dallas Fort Worth media market. Right. Is a top five media market. So we always think of that as the biggest, but no.
I think I get marked as a correct answer on that, though, don't I?
Yeah, you did a great job, yeah.
Let me just ask you this off the top. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course you can.
So this is a tournament prior to a major, and not just any major, but the Masters. Does it cause you to pare it back a little bit to the point where you're like, well, I'm going to bet this, but there are certain players out there where I could see them kind of... First of all, how many players are in this and that are also playing in the Masters?
156 players in this tournament. Of the number of players in this tournament that are in the Masters, if I had to guess off the top of my head, 30-something.
Okay.
I don't know the exact number.
But a bunch of them. And the Masters field is not a big one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 80.
So I'm just curious, do you Does that make you want to bet those players less than you otherwise
would? The ones that
would.
Are already in the Masters? Yes. Depending on where they are. It's a great question because it is something that we discuss on Long Shots often. Podcast up now, by the way. It is, I think you have to be take that approach even with the players that are qualified, the guys that you know are going to be in the Masters next week. I don't think you can just take a blanket approach with all of them and say that about all of them. Some of them are, you know, I'll use an example, Patrick Cantlay.
No, I don't want you to take a blanket. That's what I'm saying. But yes. Certain players, you're like,
Certain players, sure. But yeah. There are certain players that they're here for a reason and they're not just at home working on things. It is, I need to get my game ready in tournament-like conditions before I go to Augusta where I'm going to be tested against the best of the world, right? So there is, I think for a lot of guys, there's very few that I'm saying, you know what, they're just going to go here and try to work on a couple things in their game and not really care about the result. I think it's too hard to say that in golf these days. There's so much money in these purses that if you're signing up for a tournament, I think you're going to win it. Now, I'll give Matt Brown credit for this because he did bring it up on the pod yesterday. If you're in a situation, Gil, on Friday...
This is what I'm referring to.
Yeah, where maybe you're a shot off the cut line.
This is exactly what I'm referring to.
How much are... If you're a Patrick Cantlay or a big name, you know, how much are you pushing to make the cut versus, okay, fine, wave the white flag, let's get to Augusta.
Let me go to Augusta. Let me get my bearings. Let me chill.
Yeah, I think that is something to be aware of come Friday. So if you are looking at some second round betting... you know, you could be doing some second round matchups, something to keep in mind if you do think there is a big name that's trailing that could happen. I'm not saying it's a thing and it's for sure going to happen.
But last thing on this, because I don't want to belabor it, but if you might otherwise take a long shot in a tournament like this, if it weren't prior to a major, but a long shot's a long shot and a long shot is more likely to be closer to the cut than they are to the top of the field, let's say. So maybe you say to yourself, actually, I'm not going to bet these guys for this particular tournament because of what you just described.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just spitballing on
it's something to be aware of. I think from just the entirety of the tournament, though, I've even backed off that position more over the years of like being scared of maybe these bigger names are working on something and they're not really trying to win. It's not, man, there's too much money on the line these days. You sign up for one of these events and you're doing all the travel to get there and all the prep for this course. And yes, the course, what they've done intelligently, these lead up tournaments, especially Houston, Valero, Texas Open, is they've kind of shaped the courses to be a bit more like Augusta as much as they possibly could. So it tests certain parts of these guys' game that they know are going to be tested once they get to Augusta. So yeah,
I can see if you go too much into the weeds on stuff like that, it'll drive you crazy as a handicapper.
It absolutely will. Yeah. And there's also, I think that, you know, just it transitioning to the Texas Open here, Valero Texas Open, Gil, like it is from a statistical profile. This is one of the toughest tournaments to handicap because it really is. There's not approach is super important here. This is a very much a second shot golf course, but it's going to test every shot in the every club in the bag. You're really going to be tested everywhere. Like you break down some of the driving distance. Usually every course we go to, what's more important, driving distance or driving accuracy? It's something you can usually ask every week and get a pretty clear answer on every week. This course, not so much. Like there is the birdie rates out of the rough versus out of the fairway are not all that different from just the tournament as a whole. So there's a lot of kind of confusing stats that you get from this and takeaways, statistical takeaways from over the years. So like, if you're betting it this week, you do want to focus on good approach players, good wedge players are going to be important this week. Again, off the tee, you want guys that can gain off the tee. But distance, just as important as accuracy. I've leaned a little bit heavier on distances this week myself, so something to keep in mind. And this is one, like this one, I have a trouble figuring out, Gil, where there's really only three holes with true water danger on them. Yet this course has averaged more double bogeys or worse than every course on tour except for PGA National and the and TPC Sawgrass, where the players is played at.
Wow.
Yes.
With barely any water.
Barely any water. And there is, yes, you can get out of bounds. You can get into gross bushes and tricky areas off the side. And wind is often an issue here at this event. It's one of the biggest defenses for the course. So
gross bushes.
Yeah, gross bushes. Yeah, you know, those really thorny ones and stuff. Some ones that prick you. You know, exactly.
It's gross.
Okay, so for bets for me this week, like I from a just a betting standpoint, how much money you're outlaying here this week, that's where I thought we were going with at first when you were first asking me. I think it is a, look, if you see an edge on something, any bet, bet it, right? I'm never not going to tell you to not bet it if you see an edge. However, if you're approaching this tournament and you don't see as big of an edge on some of these bets as you typically do on a golf week, you know you're going to want to fire way bigger on the Masters next week. So there is no problem dialing it back a bit this week. I kind of just chose to do that with who I'm betting this week, Gil. So outrights for me, I only got two. Keegs. Big Keegs week. Really, really excited, actually. I think this is a great Keegan Bradley week. So I've got him outright 30-1. And then outrights and top fives, both on Keegan Bradley and Daniel Berger for me this week. Berger just continues his great play. We haven't seen him in a couple weeks now. But 18th tee to green, 27th to bogey avoidance, 10th in scrambling. Something to keep in mind here. So outrights and top fives on them. My highest rated golfer this week is Tommy Fleetwood. Will not be playing him in outright markets, but did play him in top 10 and top 20s. On Fleetwood. Bud Cauley, he's T4 and T6 his last couple weeks. It's a guy that Wes and Matt have been betting more than me. I'm just going to try to see if he keeps it going here and play a top 10 on him, plus 450. You can find around that number. Still one at UC. I added Keegan Bradley, top 20. I am high on Keegan this week, so outright top 5 and top 20 on Keegan. Alex Smalley, I'm going back to one more time. Missed cut the last 2 weeks. Playing a top 20 on him, though, plus 275. His stats have been awesome this year. Berger over McCarthy, Smalley over Novak, Damon over Homa in tournament matchups, and Tommy Fleetwood top English.
Sorry, didn't mean to run you into
You're
a wall.
You're fine, Gil. It's my fault.
JVT next. I'll ask him, if not the Thunder, who's the best team in the West? That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, Kelly Bithen, listen to what these First Bet folks are doing. Put your skills to the test in the Hoops and Horses Pick'em Challenge. Brought to you by our friends at First Bet. Sign up for free to play at VSiN.com/hoopsandhorses and make your picks for Saturday's marquee horse races and basketball matchups. Top pickers will receive First Bet vouchers you can use to bet upcoming races on First Bet, including the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May the 3rd. From the hardwood to the home stretch, play now at VSiN.com/hoopsandhorses. You likes?
I like it. I like it. You know what I immediately thought of is kind of like, you know, polo, you know, the great sport of polo, the sport of kings. Isn't that what they call it?
How many people listening do you think have played polo?
I don't know if anybody's listening that's played polo. Maybe you've been to I've been to a polo match.
No, have you really?
Yes, I really have.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Was that
Wellington? Wellington Polo Grounds.
Wow.
Quite fancy out there. But I'd like to see a basketball version of that, you know? People running around on horses playing basketball was super high.
That's your big idea. That's your big idea for
that. My big idea.
Yesterday it was bowling pin bats, and now this is the
Yeah.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. JC at JC562076. What years were you living in the Bay? I'd say odds are -175 during the hyphy movement. You can steam that upward. You familiar with the hyphy movement?
No idea.
A little ghost riding for you, maybe? No, nothing. That means anything to you.
No.
Lovely boy, chillionaire. I'm not surprised Kelly has cracked skin around his fingernails. That's the unfortunate result from such a pronounced arm swing. Yes, it is. Jack Larkin from Sport Trade. Believe it's 27 guys of the 147-man field that are playing this week, also in the Masters.
Thank you, Jack.
There you
appreciate
go.
Thank
you,
assist.
Jack. Appreciate that. Co-Fred. Sorry I missed them earlier, but does Joe Pita have any baseball plays today? Yes, he does. Coming up momentarily. Thank you for reminding me, Co-Fred. We really appreciate him sharing. By the way, yesterday he went, I think yesterday was his first losing day. Would have been 4-0 if he played first fives. He ends up a 1-3.
He's fired.
Yeah. That's it. He's done. Yeah, we'll have Joe Pita's place coming up momentarily. JVT joins us now, though, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. At me, JVT is where you can find him on Twitter. He comes to us with a version of the 4-1 Angels hat. How you doing, John?
I'm good. To go back very quickly, hyphy, the term coined by, I believe, Keek the Sneak out there in the Bay Area. So I was familiar with the movement.
Oh, there you go. JVT's like, I'm not letting that go by.
He's running circles around me. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
You and Tim Murray are on the very same wavelength. I don't know if you take that as a compliment or not, Kelly, but when it comes to knowing things that are somewhat cool, you guys are very similar.
Wow. All right. Cool.
Oh, my God. Cool. How you feeling about your division-leading 4-1 Angels?
I think you're feeling as good as you can in a five games into a 162-game season. But I will say this. They're showing some competence after an embarrassing opening day, so that's pretty good. And I do have it over on their win total, over 71.5. And you do like to start because of that, but also because I just do think they're kind of a competent baseball team, Gil. So I think that this offensive explosion we've seen over the last two games, obviously very extreme, but I just think that is a perfect word for them this year. They are competent. And I think that while they are the butt of many jokes, they're going to be a team that can win about 75-ish games. Obviously don't think they're a real threat. But I do like the start here, so we'll see. And then, you know, check in with me in a month when it's the version of the Salt Lake Bees that are playing for them because injuries have ravaged the team and they stink. So,
yeah, it's very, I can tell that. In the end, the pessimism that I thought would come. Okay, let's go to the NBA. What a night. Jokic, 61-10-10. The most points in a triple-double in NBA history. It's just been an unbelievable season. He's had a 20-assist game. He's had a 20-boards game this year. And they lose, by the way, after Russell Westbrook commits two gaffes at the end against the T-Wolves. And then Steph right before that, 52-10-8, 12 threes. Butler plays great. Draymond has a triple-double, and the Warriors beat the Grizzlies, which is huge for playoff position. Seven games still to go. They're not necessarily locked in number five, but absolutely a big win and a big loss, by the way, for the Grizzlies. I'll ask you the question I've asked you before. I ask it of Kelly all the time. You famously have called it the Thunder Invitational, the Western Conference playoffs. But if I come to you from the future, JBT, and I said, hey, your Invitational didn't work out for the Thunder. Someone else won it. Your answer would be, who won?
Wow, they abolished the Oklahoma City Thunder and didn't allow them to play in the Western Conference playoffs. That would be my answer. Look, at this point right now, I still would attest that you kind of throw them in a hat and pull one out. But I'll say this. I do think there are three teams kind of separating themselves from the pack in terms of potential contenders. First off, Denver does have some defensive issues. It has plagued them all year long. I think the last time you asked me this, I leaned a little bit toward Denver's direction. If you were to force me to choose a team that was not the Oklahoma City Thunder, I feel somewhat confident that I don't think that's going to be them, given the inconsistencies we've seen, especially on the defensive end. I think a lot of people would gravitate toward either Golden State, Minnesota, or the Los Angeles Clippers, all three teams playing extremely well. So for the sake of this exercise, and given what we have seen from these teams, I will go with the Los Angeles Clippers, baby. Let's do this thing. They have been playing extremely well. Kawhi Leonard has been absolutely on fire. This team is really starting to turn into, I think, something pretty good. And I think that this squad has really started to move upward and fix some of the issues that they really have. They were getting Ben Simmons involved. They were getting Bogdan Bogdanovic involved. So in this exercise, if it doesn't happen, we'll go with the Los Angeles Clippers. But with the caveat that I actually don't believe this is going to happen, and I do still think it's the Western Conference Invitational for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He finally got there. I've been trying to pull him along to the Clippers side here for about a month and a half now, and he hasn't let it go,
Kelly. Friend of the program on VEASAN Primetime. He's been on the network many times. Chris Massaro, a professional bettor. Ever since he tweeted out the faded words that Kawhi was a dinosaur, he is averaging 25-7-5 on 50-40-90 shooting. It's been absolutely incredible to watch over the last 10 or 12 games.
It's been awesome.
Just smiling proudly that JBT came up with the Clippers again. That's what I was. That's why I asked.
Mean, to be honest with you, look, it's the answer. Like, I'll give it to you, but I honestly don't believe it. Right. Again, the for the exercise, it will
I
be.
Get it.
I know for I can already hear the tweets like, oh, you're picking the Clippers. No, I'm actually picking the Thunder. But for the sake of the exercise, I'll go.
JBT has said for the sake of the exercise five times, but people will absolutely override that and say, you pick the Clippers, buddy.
Since March 1st, 11-5, fourth best net rating, fourth offensive rating, 11th on defense are your LA Clippers.
Does Steph Butler and Draymond play for them? I missed that part.
Nope.
Okay.
The same Steph Butler and Draymond that gave up 100 and like million points last night? Those guys? Yeah, those guys.
Cavaliers, Celtics, best of seven. Cavaliers will get the home court. You say who comes out victorious in that?
I would still lean toward Boston. We really like same thing here, like with the Clippers, but Boston, obviously we've seen them do it already. They seem to very much be kind of turning the Jets on here, and at least kind of guys are getting healthy. They're getting more available in the lineup. Yes, we saw Tatum tweak his ankle, but for the most part, this team has really started to string together some really strong wins, making Cleveland sweat, by the way, when it comes to this one seed. Like, they're not out of the woods yet. So this is going to be pretty interesting in these last seven games or so. But I still think that Boston deserves the credit and I think the benefit of the doubt to come out of the Eastern Conference. I have called myself a Cavs truther. I do believe that they have a better shot than most. But throwing around some prices that you're hearing in terms of potential series price for these two, you know, you might get a cheap price on Boston, depending on, of course, how you make it through these Eastern Conference playoffs. So I still think Boston deserves the benefit of the doubt in a best of seven. I expect them to be floating around like a $2 favorite or so in that series should they play one another.
Is it the Curry and the Draymond with all those rings that are on the Clippers? I'm just curious. Okay. It's a weird NBA night. There's a lot of double-digit spreads. Do you have anything in the NBA? Yeah.
Kevin Durant not going walking through that door anymore for the Golden State Warriors who helped him win two of those rings.
one, two so without him.
Let's get off the rails quick.
What are you talking about?
You'll never understand what it's like. You'll never understand. Okay. For tonight, like you said, there's a lot. Like every single game is a double-digit spread. I didn't have much. I'll say this. One total that did stick out to me here was actually the aforementioned Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks. We're starting to see the total dip. It sounded like 229.5. I want to see the injury report for New York. But having said that, I do think that this is a game that can go over the total. We talked about the defensive struggles for New York and the way that Cleveland is playing. I think they want to kind of get right. Again, they have been pretty inconsistent here, but the offense has been great. The defense really hasn't been so much. So depending on a pretty clean injury report, I think I want to buy back and push against the market here on over 229.5 and tempted to back the Hawks, although yesterday not a great showing against the Portland Trailblazers. Want some clarity on their injury report as well. I know that Dallas is going to have their complement of guys, but I do think if we're getting to like four, it's a little too much for Atlanta, who has shown some competency here in the last two or three weeks.
All right. You doing anything Crown basketball, Crown college basketball today? Or are you done?
No. Yeah, we're all focused on the Final Four. Very much looking forward to this weekend. It's a big weekend for me.
What do you got?
Well, so I have this big free roll future from Circa on the Auburn Tigers. So this is very much a big game on Saturday, which I am forced to watch half of on the air on Live Bet Saturday. So that'll be a fun experience.
Yeah.
We also have the Circa College Hoops Challenge, which I am trying to hawk down one Paul Stone. I have cut the gap to 2 points with a $1,000 voucher on the line. But I do think Auburn's a side. Remove everything out from it. If you give me three with the Tigers, one of the things that's been very consistent with Auburn throughout this run, despite the fact that they have been inconsistent, has been their defense. The defense has been incredible from the first minute they started this tournament to when we saw them oust Michigan State in the Elite Eight. I think they've been awesome on that end. If Chad Baker-Mazzara actually shows up, if we're believing Bruce Pearl that the non-shooting elbow isn't injured, just needs some rest for Jonnae Broome, and of course the emergence of Tahad Pettiford over this run, I think the market's gotten a little heavy on Florida. Some of the projections, Gil, I think Bartorvis got this one in favor of Auburn. It's only one in favor of Florida over at Ken Palm. Give me Auburn.
How much do we stand to make on Auburn if they win it all?
It's 8,000 plus 340, so like 35.
Woo. 35 here, 35 there. All of a sudden, you got some real
just
money.
Just win the game on Saturday. We're pizza for everybody.
Pizza. Big spender.
Once again, my big takeaway from this segment, Kelly is uncool. Thank you, John.
See you guys.
Yep.
Jonathan Von Tobel, everybody. At me, JVT. Jason Weingarten next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Hey, by the way, just want to point this out. Final Four upon us, as you know, might be winding down, but the betting action never stops. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL playoffs, around the corner. Ovi, four away from breaking the all-time goals record. The Masters, the NFL Draft, just weeks away. Stay ahead of every opportunity with a VSiN Pro subscription. For just $9.99, get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our MLB season betting guide and upcoming Kentucky Derby betting guide, no matter the sport. VSiN Pro has you covered. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. For just $9.99, that's VSIN.com/subscribe. Joe Pita travel day. Joe Pita does not have bets this morning.
Does he go to San Antonio too?
I don't know.
Big weekend.
Joe Pita after the 1-3 yesterday, though. What is he now? 9-6 plus 2.83 units. Just again, despite he would have been 4-0 if they were first fives. Bullpens crushed him yesterday.
I got first five bets from Fezzik he wants me to give out.
Fezzik, really?
Yeah, yeah. He said, or he said, I could give out.
What did he give out? I see a bunch of them.
Tigers money line first five, Red Sox money line first five, Pirates money line first five, and Royals money line first five.
The great aggregator, Stevie Fezzik.
He also weighs in on the NBA conversation. I don't know if this is agreeing with me and JVT or disagreeing with us, because he says OKC is going to win every game and go 12-0 in the playoffs against the West.
He says that?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Matt Trudel. Nothing from Joe Pete on MLB today? No, travel day. Sorry about that. Scott, New York Mets 16. Kicking country clubbing up a notch with his attendance at a polo match. La-dee-da.
It is a top five I've never felt more out of place experience of my life, for sure.
Jesse Welch, should we go with the homeless A's or the grifting A's? And Jamie Leva, hi, May Leva, maybe. I did not have JVT coming through and basically calling Tim Murray and Kelly Bidlin mild sauce. It's okay. Some people like mild sauce. Have a great day, gentlemen.
He was sitting at home Googling whatever reference Gil was making just to come on here and talk some trash.
What would be the chance of him knowing Keek the Sneak without Googling?
Come on, man.
Come on.
There's no way. That guy hadn't seen a movie from before when he was born. That is a backed up JVT stat that he believes in.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a big Dodgers fan, and they're off to a 7-0 start, but he doesn't like you to know that he's a Dodgers fan, so he explicitly says he's not one. He's also very obsessed with torpedo bats. It's Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke in Southern Cali at Spreadopedia, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. Like you mentioned, Dodgers, another home win. That means we get our $6 Panda Express today, so you know I'm excited. You know, it's always good when the Dodgers win a home game. The mood in LA is always slightly better. You're slightly less likely to get shot in traffic. So I always support the Dodgers winning.
Slightly less likely to have bad things happen to you. Kelly is he can't believe what's happening.
Is this a promo? Is this a team promo that we're talking about?
He's not a Dodgers fan. What are you talking about? How many games do you think they end up winning this year?
I mean, 100 plus isn't out of the question. I do think they're going to probably not be this good the entire season. But, you know, the Braves, if you'd asked me a week ago, I would have said the Braves were the second best team in the National League and the team most likely to beat the Dodgers in a series. Obviously, performance in the beginning or the end of March and the beginning of April isn't, you know, indicative of the entire season. But, you know, it's a good test, and the Dodgers are obviously coming through with flying colors to start. Beating a good team like the Braves to start the season is a confidence builder. And I mean, for the Braves, if they don't win today, it's not entirely reasonable to say their season is over, but it's not good. Starting the season 0-7, unfortunately playing the Padres and the Dodgers on the road isn't, you know, the greatest way to start your season, but starting 0-7 is practically a disaster for the Braves right now. So today is as must of a win game as you could possibly have on April 2nd.
Did you make any bets today yet?
Yeah, I got one. Probably going to not love it. It's the Rockies plus 269 on the road against the Phillies. I think that's a really big price for Kyle Freeland, who continues to be a pitcher that I can't quit betting on or starting in fantasy. I think that's an incredibly high price for this Rockies team today, which again isn't a great team, but you know, it's April 2nd, we're already seeing 269s in the market for baseball teams. So you know, got to take a couple dogs here and there. I like the Rockies today. I have not bet the Braves yet, but I do like Braves getting more than 2-1 here. Sooner or later, the Dodgers are going to have to lose. But, you know, if you're one of those people betting the Dodgers run line every day, congratulations to you. You know, it must feel good so far winning every one of those bets.
April 14th, the Dodgers have a 3-game set with the Rockies at home. April 28th, they have a 3-game set with the Marlins at home. We were speculating on the show this week. I think it was yesterday. What are those lines likely to be if all of this continues? And I went through historical from 2005 to 2022. I'd have to go to Killer Sports to get the last couple years. But between 2005 and 2022, and it was super heavy weighted to recency, because there's only a couple north of minus 400 in the, you know, prior to like 2017. And there was only one of those instances where a game was lined at minus 400 or north of that in the month of April or May. What do you think those might be?
Dodgers probably going to be heavy, heavy favorites. Some of the heaviest favorites we've seen recently. Like you said, it probably wouldn't be out of the question to see a minus 400 against a team like the Marlins when they come to Dodger Stadium. Even this early in the season, you get a good pitching matchup, a Yamamoto or a Glasnow, you're likely going to see practically what I would call an unplayable number on the Dodgers. Doesn't mean they're going to win all those games, but you'll very soon start to see some of those money lines kind of become unplayable if the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, I think we'll see it with the Rockies. I don't think we'll have to wait to the Marlins series. I think we'll see it mid month if this continues. And then the other question is, when does it become an auto bet to play the other side, or can you not bring yourself to do it?
I mean, what was it, 2 days ago? Was it Monday? I texted you and I said, you know, there's probably a pretty reasonable edge here on the Braves against the Dodgers, getting, well, I forgot what number it was already, but I said it was about 30%. I said, you know, the Braves probably win this game slightly more than 30% of the time. And you said, yeah, you're probably right, but I'm still not going to bet it.
That's exactly what I said. Yep.
And the Braves lost. It was, you know, somewhat uncompetitive, unfortunately. And, you know, the same thing yesterday. I was drawn to potentially bet the Braves. I didn't. But today, here I am saying, well, there's probably value on the Braves. But again, how many times do I want to get fooled here? I don't know. I do think today, though, getting over 2-1 is at least interesting here.
You were kind of obsessed with the torpedo bats. Where do you stand on it now?
I mean, Saturday night it was interesting to kind of see that first Yankees game, because again, remember I texted you and I was like 20-9, like is the ball juiced or something? What's going on with this game? Then we started seeing tweets about the torpedo bats. Started making sense, did a little research on it on Saturday night. I was obviously in the same boat as everybody, completely unprepared for it. I do find it interesting. I did bet the Yankees over blindly on Sunday, assuming that it would be high scoring again. I was surprised to see the market, you know, not adjust a ton to the Yankees so far. But, you know, the thing with the torpedo bats is I know about them. You know about them. Jeff Passan wrote a front page ESPN article about him. DraftKings has a torpedo bat baseball betting section. It's not exactly a secret. So, you know, people going out there and kind of thinking they're selling an edge on these things, you know, everybody has the same information. So it's very cool and it's interesting to think about, but I think the market has sort of digested this news pretty quickly.
Have you been betting yes first inning runs?
You know, surprisingly, I haven't, and it's partially because one of my favorite outs I think took them away this year. But in general, I played them the first day for fun. I did not have a lot of fun doing it, so I've kind of been focused on some other things. I had some golf and some basketball. Irvine's in the MIT final this weekend. The NIT final, excuse me. I've been pretty excited about that. But, yeah, I'm probably going to play a couple today. I know Skeens is pitching versus the Rays. I'm really interested in that. That's an early start. I think it starts in just over an hour. I'm going to look for a number on that right when this ends. I haven't done.
So just to clarify, Jason looks for the aces, and then he looks to play a yes first run at a nice plus money price if he can find the proper price on that. Jason, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you later.
His alma mater, UC Irvine. NIT bound. NIT finals bound. We'll come back. All of our bets next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Un partido de números, for those listening in Spanish. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets of beating the book. Rhodes at Rhodes Nose. People fascinated by your skin problems. He says, I also have a problem with cracked fingers. Signed, Tyrone Biggums. Do you remember that character from the Chappelle Show? Dale J. Metecky. Dale J. Metecky. I play Polo Gill. Marco. He's got a polo he plays. Do you remember those old commercials with the dude dressed up in the Marco Polo outfit? And he's quietly in the corner of a pool going, Marco. You really?
No, I do.
Oh, no, he goes polo.
No, I do not.
Oh, those were the best commercials in the standalone pool. I don't know what it's for. JV.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Polo. Yeah. What do they call those standalone pools? Is that what those are called?
Well, no, above ground pools. Yeah, above ground pools. It's Geico. Savannah tells us.
Savannah.
Good job. Savannah Banana pulling through. New Jersey, New York. Quick editorial on Jason's Braves analysis. Didn't he have the Braves under 92 wins pre-flop? Did he? I would have felt like he would have mentioned that.
I don't remember. That was weeks ago.
3JackH3131. Now waiting for Kelly to add polo to his handicapping expertise and include it in the country club and segment. What's next? Fencing, water polo, pistol duels?
Oof.
He's a very bourgeoisie kind of guy.
Water polo is not like polo. I mean, that's water polo is some jacked dudes. Like, those are some really good in shape people. You got to play that sport. That has nothing to do with country clubs.
You know the Gladys Knight and the Pips song, Bougie Bougie? It's you. It's a great song, by the way.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. I actually think I know that one, too.
Do you? So. Yeah, we'll play for you later. How about our bets? Best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of Visa. Every host, every guest, every bet, every show. Recap by the good people at GBank. I'm assuming they're good people.
I think they're great people, probably.
Here's mine from earlier in the week. Duke -4.5 versus Houston. I got the Warriors to win the West this morning at +775, and somebody just crept into some clay court tennis.
Uh-oh.
During the show. I just bet Ann Lee in Charleston, South Carolina on the Hartrue from a quarry in Charlottesville, Virginia, or just outside of Charlottesville, Virginia, comes Hartrue clay. Ann Lee +110 versus Ekaterina Alexandrova. Just a dip and a toe in it for
that. The massive Hartrue Corporation owns that quarry and has built an entire industry out of it.
I'm just so excited about it.
I love this.
What do you have?
For me, I did add a NFL draft bet.
Oh,
last
did you
night.
Now?
Yes, which I'm going to look to play more of today. Our guy, Tet McMillan, under 18.5 on his draft position. That is at -190. We did get a question earlier in the show about first wide receiver. You and I have kicked that around a couple times, Gil. I don't think there's any rush to bet that because his number is coming down. I understand the golden love out there. If you bet the under on his draft position, though, guess what? He doesn't have to be the first one to go, and I think he will go in the first 18 picks. I don't think we're going to see him slide that far. So in on that for NFL draft, and then, yes, Duke earlier in the week, we laid 4.5 against Houston.
Teteroa, not Tetero, as we wrote there. Teteroa.
What I'm missing a second T?
An A at the end. Jonathan Von Tobel, who came in here and just General Sherman'd the place.
Yeah, for real. Wow.
Knicks Cavaliers over 229.5. His play in the association tonight. First person ever called the association, Todd Wright. You know that?
But really?
Yeah, seriously. Todd Wright. Jason Weingarten, yes, he said he's doing this. He's betting the Rockies +269 versus the Phillies today. And with all this, with all these baseball, like these dogs like this, is he going to sit through and watch this game? +269? Rockies versus the Phillies? I don't know.
I mean, like, isn't that the, you kind of were talking about this the other day, though. You'd rather be betting these big dogs earlier in the year than these big favorites, right?
100%. 100%.
So I get where he's coming from. But yeah, is he going to watch the whole thing? I don't know about that.
GBank, official bank of VEASAN, with all your best bets. Upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for a new GBank Visa Signature Card customer. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VEASAN.com/GBank. That's VEASAN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. We also had one omission. I also made a bet, Kelly Bidlin, the over in Sacramento again today between the A's and the New York Metropolitan, not the New York Mets, the Chicago Cubs. So that's over 8.5 is the play as
right,
well.
I like it. Okay, so. I have not seen that ballpark yet on TV. on
14,000.
I think it was on Friday. I was out and I'm watching the Rays game was on. I was so confused for like probably a whole minute. I was like, what baseball game is this? Because like they're doing like the overhead shot of the stadium. Yeah. And I'm like, what baseball game do they have on? Like, why do they not have Major League Baseball on? And then I'm like, and then they finally go into the game action. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what this ballpark looks like.
Yeah. If you see it from the center field camera, right, like a normal baseball game, you don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference.
But as soon as they show the overhead shot, and again, folks will say, oh, it's the exact same dimensions as Oakland. Yeah, what's in play is the exact same dimensions. The key is the foul ground. Oakland had vast foul ground. This doesn't have anything. It's like a spring training stadium on steroids. Holds 14,000. But it's big league baseball for the next 3 years until supposedly they're coming to Vegas.
3 years. Jeez.
You know what's not coming to Vegas?
That part on the strip is weird now. Just like that there's nothing there.
Oh, right. Yeah, where the drop was.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vegas, you know what's not coming here?
What's
expansion basketball is never coming here.
Ooh, disagree.
It's not.
Why do you say that?
Not anytime soon. Because they're locked into all of these regional deals and stuff broadcast wise. And like every time you hear Adam Silver talk, he has nothing but positive. He never has any reference to any expansion ever happening. The NBA is more concerned with having a European league or expansion into other places in the world than they are in expanding this group of teams in our actual league.
So they had an owners meeting end of last week, I believe it was, or early this week. All of these were discussed. I will concede they seemingly keep kicking the can down the road with the NBA expansion, but they still discuss it. And it was several. They got to line up a new TV deal that already got figured out. We figured that out. You know, TNT and everything that's changing there, that got figured out. They wanted to make sure the Boston Celtics sale happened before they really considered expansion.
They always have priorities before expansion. You will notice that. They always, and when that happens, they'll come up with something new.
So this is my point, is that everything that they've said before that they needed to get done before they really focused on that, all this stuff's been done. So there were some questions for Silver at that meeting of like, all right, like we're here. Nope. What's going on?
Nope.
And it was a Seattle reporter was pressing him about it. Like, hey, we're, you know, there's a fan base that's waiting for a team.
Because if there's a city that should get it before Las Vegas, it's Seattle.
Yes. I mean, the two heavily rumored cities are Seattle and Vegas, yeah. Right? Those would be the two you'd add. You make it 32 teams. And I'm assuming we're going to shake up with the Western and Eastern Conference.
Give me a year. It's 2025. By 2030, I'm telling you it's -500 against. It's not happening anytime soon.
Well, I you do have to go out at least that far. But I think that's a pretty good year, and I think I'd take that bet.
Mm. Okay. You got it.
Hey, man, we have to Wyatt, mark this down. When we're all here 5 years from now.
I know people of Vegas want this team so badly, and it would be great for the city. But remember, there's 30 teams in the NBA, 30?
Oh, yeah,
teams, right, you have to split it two more ways of the pot, right? You have to do that as well. It's just like Adam Silver always has a different priority than expansion. Always.
Yeah.
And it just comes up with a different one every time.
I just, the TV money, though, you're talking about $6 billion that Celtics team just got sold for. These NBA owners are loving every minute of what's going on. They don't care what you're saying about the league. The European stuff's interesting, though, because I read a great breakdown on this. Just the combination, like the Euro League is basically like Live, where they just, like, there's not really any rules. There's no salary cap. You can add as many players as you want, right? So the best teams are the best teams. It's all the best soccer clubs, right? Real Madrid, you know all the names. And FIBA used to have a part in that. And now they don't anymore. So it's FIBA's trying to align with the NBA basically to form a league to put pressure on that Euro League. It sounds like a disaster. But like, if you're a basketball fan in Europe, maybe some good things have coming your way. Maybe.
Okay. So what are you hoping for first round Valero Texas Open again? Do you do any first rounds?
I did not do anything the first round. I'm waiting to see whether, again, this is wind is the biggest course defense there. It looks like tomorrow's going to be relatively calm, so I might end up having one or two. I'll put those in VSiN.com if I do. Friday does look like the wind's going to kick up a little bit, and then on the weekend it could get heavy. So that is definitely something we're going to be seeing over the weekend.
All right, let's go Ann Lee. Let's go over in the Cubs Athletics game there in Sacramento. Let's get some wins here. No crown for me today. Overs was great the first day.
I'll probably have a couple.
Split yesterday. Yeah, I'm good with it already.
Crown and diet? Yeah, one or two today.
Money Moves with Stormy next, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.